Yeah.
This is probably related. I was leaving through a tricycle at the store with this magazine. They're too expensive for me to buy. And they had 10 misconceptions about Buddhism. That's easy to, you know, deal with, like sitting in the grocery store. And one of them was about meditation. And it said that, you know, all Buddhists meditate. And it said historically that that wasn't true. There was chiefly no monks. And then only relatively recently, and especially in the West, has that become more central to the practice. Do you think that's accurate? And is it partly through the forest tradition that that's, and of course the whole Vipassana thing and all that?
Yeah. Well, you know, the reality is also that, you know, it wasn't, meditation wasn't even seen as necessary for the monks. And, you know, so it wasn't as if it was something held within the, just within the say, the realm of the monks, but also the lay people. And so it was always a minority in both the lay people as well as the lay community. And I think, you know, nowadays, you know, certainly in Thailand, I see a real increase of interest in meditation, both in terms of the monks as well as the lay community, and maybe even more in the lay community. It's you know, there's a lot of meditation groups and meditation centers and meditation retreats that are taking place all the time, and or, you know, groups that meet in places like you know, their workplaces, banks, hospitals, government ministries, corporations. I was just talking to a person today who's writing a book, and they were amazed. I gave a talk at the corporate headquarters for 7-Eleven in Thailand. And that's on Silom Road, which is the center for the financial district. And I was in a conference room. There was a couple hundred people there, you know. And it's a weekly meditation group that they have. And I was just there as a guest speaker. And they do chanting and meditation. They just do a Dhamma talk, and that's what they do that at noontime. And there was about 200 people in the conference room that I was in. There was closed circuit to another, probably 150, 200 in another conference room. And then there was a foyer that probably had another 100, 150 people connected with that. You know, people are interested.
Yeah.
Even in the heart of the beast.
Lumpan, did they offer you a big gulp afterwards?